You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jackson is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Meredith, and he has no idea why. Jackson, thanks for agreeing to do the first date follow-up, man. Before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Meredith?
It's been a couple of weeks now.
That's a definitely ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried to reach out to her a bunch of times?
I tried a couple of times. I didn't want to, you know, overkill it or anything, but waited a couple of days and then hit her up, didn't hear anything back. Waited a couple more days, hit her up, didn't hear anything back. So starting to feel a little bit like I'm being ghosted now.
Yeah, I think that's definite at this point, especially now that you're on the air with us doing this. We'll see if we can figure it out for you, though. Tell us a little bit about your date with Meredith.
The day was great, I thought. You know, we went out, went to a burger place, got some burgers. We had a good conversation. It seemed very relaxed to me. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary, you know. Only thing I could think of, like, the only thing that's been eating at me is the idea that I did, at one point, she wasn't, like, you know, eating a lot of her fries. So I, like, snatched a fry or two off her plate. But that's, like, the only thing I could think of that would warrant, I mean, would you, I don't know. It doesn't seem like that would be enough to get ghosted, but it seemed like a good date to me. We just went out, got burgers, had a good time.
Yeah, the fry thing can be sensitive, though. Like, I personally don't care because I eat off of people's plates all the time, but I do know people who, like, really freak out about that.
You know what? Yeah. It bugs me. It only bugs me if you don't ask. Mm. Like, if you just reach across and grab it, it's like, hey, I might want that, well, or I might.
I kind of did like a playful kind of, yeah, like I did like a yoink kind of thing.
Yeah, well, maybe if you yoinked it.
If it was a yoink.
Yeah.
Stop. What do you think it is about Meredith Jackson that just makes you want to see her again?
Well, honestly, we just had a good connection, you know? We had a really good time. You know, if I'm being 100% honest, she was on a boat in her picture online. So like I swiped because I saw her on a boat. And I was like, oh, she looks cool, and we can hang out on a boat. So, you know, it's kind of like a mutually beneficial kind of
thing.
Not
bad, right?
And the date did go well, I thought, so.
Is it her boat?
Well, I didn't actually ask about the boat.
Oh, okay. Mm. Is that your boat? Friend's boat? Can I get on the boat is what I'm asking.
Do a little LeBron James D. Wade action, a little boat invite, that's all.
That's so funny. I know so many friends, like, in the summertime that just post up on docks trying to find dudes with boats. And yeah. Now, Jackson,
you're one of those.
If it doesn't work out with Meredith, I know a dock for you.
Yeah.
Who knows? All right, I'm going to get that info.
Maybe meet some dude with a boat you can hang out with.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking for a dude with a boat. I would love to I would love to have a friend who had a boat we could hang out on all the time.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Sweet introduction, Nina. Okay, so other than grabbing a fry off her plate, is there any other reason you can think of why she'd be ghosting you?
No, not that I could think of. I mean, seemed like it went really well, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you kiss or anything?
We didn't have a kiss, no. It's just a very pleasant, you know, had a good time, said goodnight.
Was it flirty? It sounds, I'm glad you guys had a really good time, but did you feel like it was flirtatious and kind of like there was an attraction?
It felt very laid back to me. Like, we felt very relaxed, you know? So,
okay.
You know, it felt good because it just felt nice and chill.
Yeah, see, that's good when you can feel comfortable like that with somebody. Mm-hmm. Although it has, you know, when I was dating, right? I'm married now, but when I was dating, that has kind of come back to bite me because I'm pretty chill. And sometimes that vibe of just that comfortable vibe, I get too comfortable. And then it seems like I don't care at all about like hanging out with her or even I'm like, dude, we can just sit here and be quiet if you want. I don't care. But we're, you know, it's like a first date. You should be talking, you know,
it helps. It helps with connection, you know?
Yeah, we were talking. Yeah.
We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back and then call her and see if we can find out why you're getting ghosted and maybe get you another date.
First date follow up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jackson is on the phone, and he's not getting a call back from Meredith. So we're going to see if we can find out why he's getting ghosted. Part of it could be because he yoinked it at the table.
He yoinked a French fry from her plate at the table.
Jackson, real quick, refresh everybody's memory about your date before we call her.
Yeah, so me and Meredith, we went out, got some burgers, had really good conversation. It was very chill. It was very laid back. At one point, I noticed she wasn't eating a lot of her fries, so I did pull the old yoink move and, you know, snatch a couple off her plate, but it didn't seem that, you know, offensive in the moment. But, you know, other than that, it seemed like a very good date.
All right. So we're about to find out if Jackson's yoinking it at the table is the reason that he's not getting a call back. Expect me to say yoinking it at the table a lot in this first date follow-up.
Great. You're not going to help his case at all.
All right, Jackson, are you ready to call her?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Meredith, please?
Who's this?
Meredith, my name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Meredith. My name's Nina. I'm on that show, too.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Wee.
Okay. Did I win something or?
We do a segment called The First Date Follow-Up, where if somebody goes on a date and gets ghosted, they can email us to get the other person on the phone and ask why they are ghosting them. We got an email about you recently.
Oh, God.
Do you know who could possibly have been the person that emailed us?
No, I've been on a few kind of weird dates.
Okay.
I've been trying this online dating thing. I hate my aunt for making me do this. Uh-huh. It's just, yeah.
Well, do you remember a date with a dude named Jackson?
Yeah, the guy that was high.
What?
Huh?
He was stoned off his
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the guy much, you know, but the way he was eating, it was obvious he had the munchies and his eyes and just the way he was acting was so off.
Okay. We talked to him about your date. He didn't mention anything about being high. He said he took a couple fries off of your plate and he thought maybe that was the reason you weren't calling him back.
Well, that wasn't the only reason. I felt like that was disgusting. First of all, he didn't even wash his hands. His hands are all in my plate. He was definitely high. Trust me.
So at what point in the date did you notice that he was high? Like, did you smell him? Was it his eyes?
He definitely had a scent. Honestly, it was just horrible. Like, I don't even know if he took a shower before the date. He was just like, complaining a lot. She's like, oh my God. The dude was in another world. He wasn't even present.
A stinky yoink is a different kind of yoink, you know? That is not the kind of yoink you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yoink, what do you mean?
Oh. Sorry, Meredith.
So when we talked to Jackson, he told us about the French fry, how he took some French fries off your plate. And he said, I did like a funny yoink noise, like yoink. And he thought that you know, made it, you know, better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he was making all kinds of noises. I know.
Yeah. We can find out.
We can find out if he was high, Meredith.
Would it make a difference, though, if he wasn't high, Meredith?
Oh, I know. If he wasn't high, then he's something ain't right with him.
Okay.
Oh. So that was like, that would make things even worse.
Okay, so it's better if he was high.
This is that thinker for her honesty at this point.
Yeah, good point, Nina. Thank you for being honest with us. I appreciate that. Now, Meredith, I need to be fully honest with you and let you know that Jackson is on the phone. He's been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Yoink.
Yeah. Hi.
All right, hold up. Just because I'm a chill guy does not mean I'm stoned. First of all, like, all this, how can you just tell me that tell them that I'm high and I smell bad or whatever and all that just because I'm like chill?
You were.
Oh my God, please.
You were.
How am I misconstruing what happened so badly where I was not high, I was sober, having a really enjoyable time. And now you're telling me that I was high because of eating food or, you know, playfully taking fries or whatever.
You didn't wash your hands. You had dirt in your nails. You were musty. You weren't present.
Was that musty? Conversation.
We were talking about, I was trying to talk about politics, the Ukrainian war. You were just not even... focus.
I changed the subject every now and then because it was getting a little heavy for a first date conversation, and so I was lightening the mood a bit, but I wouldn't say that I was not paying attention. And dirty fingernails, well, you're staring at, it's a dark night, you're staring at my fingernails while we're like,
yeah, your hands were in my plate.
There was a fry hanging off the side. There was a fry off the side, and I gave it a little yoink off the plate is all. Not even quick enough for you to tell me how dirty my fingernails are when I'm just doing a quick yoink.
Okay. Well, you were musty. You came in with a hoodie that you've probably been wearing 4 days straight. Oh. I mean, tell the truth.
Okay,
tell
what?
The truth.
Girl, you could, okay, I don't want to do this or be this person. You know, I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to talk about the outfit that you came to this date with, and you're going to talk about me wearing a hoodie. I will be the bigger man here and not do that to you.
So why'd you compliment my outfit?
Because I'm a polite person?
No, that means you're a liar. You didn't have to say that my outfit was cute, and now you're saying that something about my outfit. I mean...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to compliment you. My mistake. My mistake.
Yeah.
Jackson, can I ask you something really quick? Did you take a shower before the date?
I took a shower earlier in the day, yes.
Earlier in the week, you mean. But anyway.
Oh.
This isn't going to work.
Well, are you sure? Because it sounds like you guys.
I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm positive.
I'm going to yoink your number right out of my phone is what I'm going to do.
Let me ask you this question, Meredith. Would you like to go on another date with Jackson? We will pay for it.
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Cool. That's what I think.
You're paying for it. You're paying for it?
Yeah, but she said no, Jackson.
Oh.
He's probably high right now.
Jubal's first date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.